We're doing a lot of prep work this week. We're cleaning our homes, koshering pots and cutlery, making sure we've got everything on our Seder shopping lists. Starting with the very first observance of the holiday, preparation has been central to Pesach. We read in the Torah's telling of the Exodus story, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael le'mor, speak to the whole community of Israel, saying, Ba'asor l'chodesh hazeh, on the 10th of this month, v'ikhu lahem ish sela beis avos sela bayis, each of them shall take a lamb to a family, a lamb to a household. The Exodus didn't really start on the 15th of Nisan, the date on which our holiday of Pesach begins. It started 5 days earlier, on the 10th, when we selected a lamb to be our Pesach offering. This preparation is about far more than cleaning our homes or getting a lamb ready for slaughter. The formulation of the timing for this command, on the 10th of this month, Be'asor Lachodesh, brings to mind a different context in which the same phrase appears. Yom Kippur. Three, and only three other times this phrase appears in the Chumash, and all of them are in reference to our sacred fast. The 10th of Nisan, then, is in some way a parallel to Yom Kippur. This makes sense, in that both are preparation days. We tend to think of Yom Kippur as a pinnacle, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, which, legally speaking, it is. Yet when we look both at the literary structure of the holidays in the Torah, as well as the way we experience them in our lives, there's a clear buildup to Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah starts us off with shofar blasts to get our attention. Yom Kippur focuses our attention on shedding spiritual impurities that prevent us from closeness to God. Only then are we ready for Sukkos, on the 15th of the month, when we sit in vulnerable shelters, where we are supposed to feel God's presence in an immediate way, as we might have when in the wilderness on our way out of Egypt. So too, the period leading up to Pesach is a preparation for the holiday itself. We get ready to greet the new month of Nisan with a special Torah and Haftorah readings for Shabbos HaChodesh. Things get more serious with Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. In one common telling, the day takes its name, Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, from the fact that the 10th of Nisan, the day on which we selected our lambs for the offering that first Pesach while still in Egypt, that 10th of Nisan fell on Shabbos. And now we're in the final stage of getting ready for our joyous festival, which, as in the case of the fall holidays in Sukkos, will arrive on the 15th of the month. Taking the parallel to Yom Kippur seriously means that the 10th of Nisan is not merely a day of technical and logistical preparation. The first Gerer Rebbe, known as the Chidushei Harim, writes, Asor hazeh kmo asor di Yom Kippurim. This 10th is like the 10th of Yom Kippur, Shu metaher umamid b'chazara b'yosher, which purifies and establishes a return to goodness. Lachen nikra Yom Kippurim Yom Araba. Therefore, Yom Kippur is called the Great Day, Yom Araba. Ukmo chen nikra Shabbos Agadol. Just as the Shabbos before Pesach is called the Great Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol, precisely because of its historical connection to the 10th of Nisan, is a time not only for household preparation, but more fundamentally for internal repair. Understanding idolatry, Avodah Zarah, to be emblematic of all those beliefs and insecurities that keep us from connecting to God, the Chidushei Harim further explains the relationship between selecting a lamb and our own spiritual preparation. Building on the verse, Mishchu chulachem tzon, draw and take for yourselves lambs for your families. The Chidushei Harim writes, Limshoch yad mi'avodah zarah, to draw the hand away from idolatry, v'achar kach chulachem tzon shel mitzvah, and afterward, take for yourselves lambs for the mitzvah. Hu me'achar shenikra avodah achilas matzah. This is because the eating of matzah is itself called a religious rite, an avodah. Tzarich mekodem lahasir kol minei avodah zarah v'chol abiz rayhu. One must first remove all manner of idolatry and its accoutrements. Hainu, kol hamiskara, hakoes, mamon. That is to say, arrogance, anger, concerns for money. We cannot connect to the divine. We cannot engage in sacred service in avodah until we shed the distractions that keep us from God. The 10th of Nisan, then, truly is a Yom Kippur. It is like Yom Kippur, a preparation for the joy that will follow 5 days later. And it is a preparation of the soul, a time to assess one's spiritual readiness to celebrate the festival. Are we ready for freedom? Are we ready to tell the story that stretches from enslavement to redemption and Hallel? We are to inspect ourselves with the same precision and care that we would use when inspecting sacrificial animals for the temple rite. Only then will we be able to go from degradation to praise, from slavery to freedom. Aziz and Pesach, a sweet and good Pesach to all of you. Chag Sameach.